Canto 9, Chapter 5. Durvasa saved. The Chakra Prayers of Ambarisha. Sri Shuka said, Durvasa, the difficulty of residing, who, being harassed by the chakra, thus was instructed by the Lord, approached Ambarisha and clasped sorrowfully his lotus feet. Seeing him thus engaged in touching his feet, Ambarisha felt ashamed and therefore offered, most embarrassed as he was in his mercy, prayers to the disc weapon of the Lord. Ambarisha said, You are the fire, the supreme power of the sun and the moon. You are the master of all the luminaries, the waters, the earth, the sky, the air and the senses and their objects. O direct presence and auspicious vision, you with your thousands of spokes, I offer my obeisances, O love of the infallible one. You are the defeat of all weapons. Please be favorable unto this Brahmin, O ruler of the world. You are the Dharma, the original nature and the religion. You are the reality and the truth. You are the sacrifice and the enjoyer of the sacrifice who maintains the worlds. You are the soul of all and the prowess of the transcendental supreme personality. All my respects for you, the auspicious center of spin, the measure for the complete of nature who are like a fire of destruction to the unenlightened souls who lack in pious conduct. You, the keeper of the three worlds with a wonderful effulgence, are of a supreme goodness and act as fast as the mind I try to voice. By your strength, which carries all religiousness, the darkness is dissipated and all directions are illuminated. Your glories are unsurpassable for the great personalities, O Master of Speech. Your manifestation comprises all things manifest and unmanifest, superior and lower. When you are sent to the fighters of the Daityas and Danavas by the transcendental personality, O indefatigable one, you, staying on the battlefield, never tire to sever their arms and bellies, necks, thighs and legs. You, O protector of the universe, are engaged by the all-powerful wielder of the mace, Lord Vishnu, to defeat the wicked ones. Please be so good and have mercy with this scholar, and therewith also have mercy with us and our dynasty. If there is charity, if the worship of the deity and the duties are properly performed, and if our dynasty is blessed by the scholars, may this Brahmin then be free from having to burn with you? When the One Supreme Lord, the reservoir of all qualities, is satisfied about us, may then, from his love, as the true self of all living beings, this twice-born soul be spared from the fire? Sri Shuka said, After the disc weapon of the Lord, named Sudarshana, thus was being prayed to by the king, it, because of his petitioning, stopped to harass the scholar from all sides. Durvasa, being freed from the heat of the fire of the weapon, most contented, then praised the king, that ruler of the earth, with the best wishes. He said, Today I have seen the greatness of the servants of the Eternal One. Despite the wrong I perpetrated, you, O king, have prayed for my welfare. What indeed would be too difficult or impossible to forsake for those saintly great souls who managed to achieve the leader Hari, the Supreme Lord of the devotees? By simply hearing the holy name of him whose lotus feet are the holy places, a person becomes purified. What else would there remain for devotees to engage in? O King, by what you did in response to my offences, you, by being so very kind, have favoured me very much, and have thus saved my life. The king had been fasting when Durvasa returned. Wishing to please him, he fell at his feet and fed him sumptuously. After having eaten from the different foodstuffs that, catering to every taste, were offered with the greatest care, he, thus fully being satisfied, said to the king, Please join and eat with me, and thus proved his respect. He continued, I am very happy with your mercy, seeing you, a pure devotee, with his intelligence fixed on the Lord and touching your feet, talking to you and enjoying your hospitality. I am much obliged. The purity of the things you have done will forever be sung by the damsels of heaven. The world will never tire to sing the glory of your supreme virtue. Sri Shuka continued, thus glorifying the king, Durvasa, being satisfied in all respects, took permission to leave that place. Ascending to heaven, he reached the abode of Brahma, where ulterior motives have no place. With the great Muni not returning, a whole year passed in which the king, wishing to see him again, had restricted himself to drinking water only. Upon Durvasa's return, Ambarisha offered him the best food that was available and would befit a Brahmin. Seeing how the sage had been released from the sin, he understood that he also owed his strength to his devotion to the Supreme One. Thus being blessed with all good qualities, the king, with the many duties he observed, was of devotion to the Supersoul, the Supreme Spirit, and Vasudeva. Actions from which one realizes that the higher one climbs, the deeper one falls. Sri Shuka said, Ambarisha, as the wisest one, divided his kingdom among his equally qualified sons, entered the forest to fix his mind on the true self of Vasudeva, and thus vanquished the waves, the gunas of the ocean of matter. Either by praising and reading this pious story, or by regularly meditating on it, one becomes a devotee of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It is the mercy of Lord Vishnu that everyone who hears about the character of this great soul Ambarisha will find liberation through his devotion.